Hey guys, episode number 50 is dedicated to the memory of some people I work with. Kind of an unspeakable tragedy. We've lost four this week. And shout out to Captain Santos, Officer John Mendez, Officer Strait, and Sergeant Brett Morton, who are all tragically lost. Rest in peace. Love to the families. You will be missed.
So, are you just going to ask me questions and I can answer it and then we'll go from there? And you can edit out anything that makes me look stupid? Or if I say something really messed up, that needs to be gone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how much we hate Scott, guys.
Just in my tickle.
I want to.
How are you doing, people?
Wake up, feel fine, grab my baggies off the clothesline. I want to wake up, restore, thinking back on the night before. I said yeah, then I did it. Having
it
not a
feels
second
like a rape
thought.
Dungeon in here.
Oh, I know exactly what he tastes like.
I said yeah, then I did it. La 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 la.
Just your mic for me.
No. You cannot.
Okay, here's the show.
Hello, is it me you're looking for?
That is the most
stop.
I think that dog likes you.
I can see.
I know
it
that dog is
I'm
all about Joe.
Excited that I've seen the dog.
It's climbing on your lap to die.
Don't go changing.
Joe, he wants
Joe
up there.
The dog likes
Joe,
Joe,
put the dog in your crotch.
The dog hasn't come near me one time.
It's a crotch dog. Put it up there.
Whose dog is that?
Heavens, it's Heaven's dog because it's fixing to die. It's 700 years old. What, Colleen?
Is it Colleen's dog?
You think it's going to go to hell?
No, it's alive right now, so it's nobody's dog but Scott's.
We'll see at the end of the podcast. It's 100 years old.
It's the kid's dog.
You
say to this dog, you better say it now.
Yeah, it's fixing to go.
Did you post that thing on Facebook?
No,
so people call
it's
us?
Fixing to go on the Rainbow Bridge.
Oh, come
speak
on,
I'm not posting anything tonight. I'm good.
You want me to?
If, yeah, that'd be awesome. Please.
Sit, foo-foo, sit.
Sit, boo-boo.
Oh, boo-boo.
Yeah, let's just run it. Sit, I want to talk about Colleen dealing with the protest on Sunday and how everybody was fucking awesome.
Yes.
And how it went really good.
I wanted to like ruin it. So let's get started so I can do
doesn't
it.
Doesn't take much.
Huh?
You're
just eating buffalo chicken dip.
Well, apparently we have a mouthful of fucking tortilla chips.
Cookies.
I don't know about it.
Why do people ride buses?
I don't even have my headphones on.
The dog almost fell over.
It's going to die. He's got a fucking piece on him, though, for his size, huh?
Yeah, he's fucking got a hog leg hanging down there.
Oh, shit.
He's got like one fucking stump of a foot. He's fucking
for being
badass.
1.2 pounds, he's got a hog on him.
Yeah.
Before we start, does everybody sound okay?
God bless him.
Yeah.
Hello.
He's a 1.2 pound dog.
Matt, can you hear us okay?
He's got a piece on him.
Oh. Matt?
Sorry?
Can you hear us okay?
I can hear you perfectly.
Perfect.
Tanya?
Yep.
Closer.
Perfect. So I'll let them explain to you that. Colleen?
Just the tip.
You hear okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
See how everybody else is. Look how far away you are. Look, Tanya, look.
Well, got to get up in it.
Yeah, exactly.
How
of
I
course.
It?
Just grab hold of it and pull.
Yeah. That's what she said.
Yank that fucking thing.
Easy, Colleen.
Which side is it?
Listen.
There isn't any way to get
God
closer.
Bless
okay.
You just have to, like, just.
is that better?
Take it.
Yes.
Okay. What's wrong with that dog?
Everybody sounds good.
A lot.
Except
a
for
lot
Colleen. Colleen's on her fucking phone.
Better? Charlie? Louder?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Can we listen to some Indium?
It's perfect.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, we can.
At this point, jump in with some Indium, Scott.
Ah, they're trash.
And then come back.
They're trash.
How about Burden? Or I don't know what song you guys play.
They're trash.
Beast of Burden.
No, Indian Burden, dickhead.
All of them are a burden. Every last one of them.
You ain't lying.
Especially Adam North.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Adam.
Where are we? Colleen's like giving me fucking death eye over there. What the fuck? Apparently, you know.
Okay.
Get a sore subject.
Let's start this off.
Nah, let's do it.
This is episode number 50, man. This is 50.
Congratulations, guys.
Thank
episode
you.
50.
This is a big one.
Thank you.
The one you've all been waiting for. Big one.
Should be amazing.
Charlie, can you guarantee this is the best show we've ever done?
Nah, no, I don't think so.
I can guarantee it's a 50th show.
Sports star is Mike Vrabel. I cannot think of any linebacker but Mike Vrabel. There's not a linebacker from the Bears that was number 50 that was good. So I'm just going Mike Vrabel.
Well, there was a linebacker from the Bears that number 51 that was pretty good. Mike Singletary.
No, Mike Singletary. No.
Way to spoil it next week, Mac.
We're not bringing that up.
You guys don't bother listening to next
week. Cause... Nobody cares about the Bears. Shout out to Chad Cook for not coming tonight. Mike Vrabel.
I was looking forward to the Greens.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
Like, no,
we're all pretty
nothing.
Excited about
thanks
it.
For wishing out.
Unfortunately, though, after 51, 3:30, he doesn't come out.
Yeah. So, to my right, the hostess with the mostest, Scott, I'm going to eat buffalo chicken dip and eat cookies through the whole podcast.
I still haven't figured this out. Howdy, everybody. That didn't work, did it?
No.
That didn't work.
You kind of sound like a gay cowboy with a mouthful
well,
of buffalo chicken.
Well, howdy.
There's a snake in my boot.
That's Woody
welcome
from Toy
to
Story.
The show, guys.
That is a snake.
Is this what we're going to do tonight?
I don't know, maybe.
To my left is Joe. He's actually here for the first time in 17 episodes.
Welcome back, Joe.
Howdy.
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Colleen's here.
Hi.
Sassy Colleen. She
You're
did a
little
shot.
Sassy.
Colleen did a shot.
She did a shot.
Oh, God, it's getting interesting. She started yelling at people about meat.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And we have with us tonight Mr. Mac.
Greetings, everybody.
The most interesting man in Titusville.
He is.
There that is not true.
Yeah, it's pretty
His stuff
close.
Was so rated, like, we couldn't even play it on last week's episode.
It's pretty bad. Well, and then to my left-ish is Tanya.
The meme queen.
The meme queen, Tanya.
Your meme game is at a level.
It's pretty stellar.
100%.
Pretty
I feel
stellar.
Like it's going down a little bit.
I used to have one, because remember we had the group?
Yeah.
You've totally exceeded.
The loony bin.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. The helicopter video was a good one with the porno star dude with his...
The fellow with the wiener?
Dingle dangle flapping in the wind.
Well, we have I think me, you, Tanya, and Charlie have the big black dick meme game going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of Derek. My buddy Derek's got a whole, like, he has like a saved... file on his phone.
It's great to wake up to in the morning.
Are you like talking about Big Dick Daddy from Cincinnati?
No, that's even
no,
better.
No, that dude was great, though.
Oh.
He's a legend.
What would it take to make you...
No, Big Black Dick guy.
I have more that I'm saving.
There's a whole background story. Like, someone researched it. I forget what show that was on.
It's all about timing with that.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, it is.
The trick is to pull it off that people aren't expecting it, and then they look at it like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
If you send it out there and they know what it's going to be, like, I'm not going to open it. But I'm not opening that shit.
Tanya, I think the first one you got me on was the weather one.
It was so good.
The weather radar. I'm looking at a weather radar, and all of a sudden it's like a cloud.
Big black dick coming in the screen. Yeah, whenever there's like a natural disaster coming and you have to look at shit, that's a good time to pop that thing out there. Oh, hey, look, that's a hurricane. Nope, it's a huge black wiener.
Nope.
I don't even open up Scott's links anymore. Like, especially when Joe replies with nope.
I always do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't care. I've seen
everything. I don't open up Scott's links, not because I'm worried about seeing stuff like that. I just don't want to talk to him, so I just don't do it. Oh. It's nothing to do with anything.
I like the prank calls.
Prank calls are good.
Yeah.
They're real good, man.
We should prank call Mac while he's here.
It's not really fair.
We can do it right here.
I'll be like the other dude and just laugh through the whole thing. Right, Scott? I'll just laugh through the whole thing like the other
Pretty much. Dude, you laugh through the whole freaking thing.
So, Colleen, last week you had you were working at the brewery.
Uh-huh.
On what, Sunday?
Yep.
And they had the protests.
They did. And
how'd that go?
You know, it was awesome. Like, when I went into work, I was like thinking, man, I couldn't participate because I was working. I was like, I just want to do something to like show them that like I support them. And I was thinking, I'm like, man, they are starting from over the bridge, coming down US-1 and going all the way to City Hall. Like, they're going to be really hot and stuff. And so I asked the brewer, I was like, hey, we have like 3.5 cases of water left. Can we pass that out to them? And this was left over from the launch. And he's like, well, what if we don't have enough? So we emailed all the owners and they're like, hey, just put out the water jug out front. And I was like, oh, people are going to complain because of the coronavirus and touching. So I set up the water jug. I put a bunch of napkins so people could use the napkins to, like, you know, fill up their drinks and stuff. And I set it up. And I didn't even know if anybody was going to come because by, like, 2:45, there was still, like, nobody around. And then all of a sudden, I looked down the street and they all just start coming down, man. And it was awesome. And I, like, flagged them down because they weren't even looking over. And
well,
then
Colleen, let's pause. This is an important story, and I do really want to hear this.
What
but Mac is fucking just all over the place.
dropped his beer. Fucking headphones are falling off.
I had some technical difficulties.
And the story
I'm wearing my
you.
Headphones, DJ style.
I wore that chair. Remember, I sat in that chair one time and almost fell out of it.
You're falling off.
Your chair is sideways.
Your chair is sideways. His nuts are falling off the chair.
My nuts are falling off the
chair.
Yeah,
it's so bad, man.
What is going on?
He's a shit show.
I think your story's an important one, and I do want to get back to that, but I didn't want to interrupt it. Like, I started laughing. I couldn't help it.
He's falling over, dropping.
I'm like, looking at Charlie like,
I don't know what you
going
did,
on?
But something just jiggled in my butthole when you did that.
Oh, God.
It was his finger.
Let's get back to Colleen's story.
Yes,
please. Pretty important.
So anyways, like, I didn't think that they were coming or that they were taking a different route and they weren't going to go down US 1, and then all of a sudden I see the police cars going the wrong direction. And I was like, they must be coming. And when I looked outside, there were so many people walking. And I was like, oh, my God, this is so cool. You know, and Ron's just in there, like, looking at me. And I'm like, I don't care. I'm going outside. I'm gonna flag these people down and let them know I got water.
Yeah.
So I did. And, like, so many people came over, and they were so thankful. And I met a bunch of new people that didn't even know our brewery existed. And then they were like, you know, because they don't all come downtown and hang out.
Did you pass out Adjust the Mic stickers?
Dude, we got so many over there. Y'all
need
to take
some. Not the time. I have a whole stack of hardware.
Oh, it's always a ton.
We need to start handing them out.
But yeah, it was awesome. So like after it was over and they all had to walk back to their cars because they all parked back there.
Yeah, at the bridge.
It wasn't like a circle. They all actually had the time to come in and talk to me, and they were just, you know, telling me everything. And it was really cool. They were so thankful and grateful, and they were all taking pictures. And you know, one girl, Angel, tagged me in a post. Now we're friends on Facebook and talking about, like, you know, she's like, I'm coming in with my friends. We're going to hang out because we didn't even know you were here. So it's like, it's really cool.
And it was all positive, all peaceful, all awesome.
That's good.
Yes,
that's
great. And the police were there.
Good.
I saw Police Chief John Lau. He came up, you know, gave me a fist bump.
Walking,
like,
with him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He's like, I can't wait until I can come in and have a Robinot Red, man.
Yeah.
That made Ron's whole day. Ron was like, he said that? I'm like, yeah, he did.
That's cool.
It was awesome. Way better than I expected. There was no jerks that I thought were going to come down and like try to do something to start. It was every person was nice. So nice. And so many people I knew, too. It wasn't just like a bunch of people I didn't know. It was like,
shout them out. Let's see what we got.
So many people. I saw Lindsay and Bruce DeShelter, Tyler that owns River and Main next door.
Okay.
He was there. My friend Misty was there. There was like, it's hard to remember everybody because everyone messaged me and was like, we saw you. But it was hard for me to recognize people doing the walk because they all had masks on.
How many people do you think were involved in that?
At least over 200.
With law enforcement.
Over 200. Yeah. There was like 200 to 300 people, I would say.
Yeah,
it
cool.
was like, I'm not joking. The sight of seeing that many people marching down Main Street together, chanting, it was like, it was a sight, man.
I bet it was.
Yeah, it was really cool.
What was the chant? Do you remember?
There were some that were, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. And then they started chanting out the names of, like, you know, everybody.
Yeah.
George Floyd, you know.
Okay.
And it was a bunch of different stuff, but everybody was in unison. I think they all met at City Hall. From the pictures I saw, a couple of people gave speeches. They knelt down and did that. And then when they were all coming back, you know, I just had a chance to talk to some of the people that organized it. It was two young girls that were like, well, we just thought that we would try to do something. We didn't know if anybody would show up or not. And she's like, they didn't even really talk to the police. The police just showed up because they knew that it was like, hey, this is our responsibility. Make sure you guys do this safely.
And be part of it. You know?
Yeah, it was really,
cool.
really cool.
Did you by chance get their names? Because maybe they could do a little marketing for us, because apparently 200 people, that's pretty impressive. you can help adjust the mind.
Yeah, it was, I mean, one girl, I wish I could remember her name because there's so many people I met, but she, was from New York and came back down to hang out with her family and stuff, and it turned out to be way awesome.
Nice.
I'm glad I could be a part
of
it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, it's here.
Great story.
It's a part of our city now. Like, it's affecting. Like, this is, it's real. It's happening. So we're gonna have to figure it out together.
How crazy was that post from that sheriff on the what was it? Saying for the police officers to come down here and get a job. Order police.
Ivy stepped down
him.
On that shit.
Yeah,
Ivy stepped down on that shit.
Didn't work out
man.
Very well for
no.
him.
No.
Yeah.
Did you see the cop that was in, I think he's up in Minnesota, if I'm not mistaken, that reporters were asking him a question, and he kind of just lost his shit and was like, hey, guys. And he's like,
we know that we fucked up. We know that it's disproportionate. And he like went off and kind of was very, he exposed a lot of the problems that people wanted to hear. And he was honest about it. But then he like, at the same time, like he should have stood up for the police officers that are good.
Absolutely.
That care in that, like what
it's
they're
a lot out
through.
There, man.
Like they're having to change their outfits to go home because they're, you know, in fear.
Yes.
And it's the same, like, you know, and a black person is going to say, hey, well, like that's how we feel all the time. Yeah. So now you understand who.
Right.
I get it. We all get it. You know, there's not no dispute to that. But eventually those we have to come to some kind of understanding and agreement.
You shouldn't be no picking sides. There should be no sides. Exactly. We're all in this shit together.
There's the problem.
Everybody wants to jump on one fucking side. Well, figure it out together.
And what they're doing, is they're taking little topics, like pieces of the argument to argue.
That's because people want to separate.
And it's like, that's what we can't do. Like, this is the time where you just kind of go, okay, listen, we have one purpose that we need to.
Yeah, we got to figure it out together.
Purpose, we need to get over this hump. We need to figure this out. And then we need to move on, you know, we need to move on in a positive, supporting way.
Yeah.
And make the real change. Don't just let this pass over. Don't let it be a something, you know, and that's what they're preaching at his funeral.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they are.
His brother's done a good job with everything, man.
Yes.
His brother's been great.
Yeah, way to fucking
having all that pressure put on you and shit.
I couldn't have done it.
Dave Chappelle, guys,
do that
like Dave Chappelle.
We could definitely segue into
like,
that. I mean,
he gives you the real raw version and history of how and why, you know, things have happened. That a lot of these, you know, Charlie, you can touch on this a little bit. I think a few of us listened to the whole thing.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But you know, he gave us a history lesson. You know,
he gave us a history lesson, and he talked about Candace Owens' vagina.
Yes, he did. It was thank
so
you,
funny. You said she responded to. You said she responded.
Yeah, she responded.
She did.
And you know what she said? She said, "I'm so glad Dave Chappelle did that. Like, I'm not. That doesn't bother me. Like, I don't think people should be silenced for that. And I thought it was hilarious."
Yeah,
like she was a fucking good sport about it, which was that makes it awesome.
You have to be.
Right, you better be. Right.
That makes it awesome.
Yeah, so for anybody who hasn't seen it, Dave Chappelle did a little 8 minutes, 46 seconds, obviously.
It's like 22 minutes.
Right.
But I think it was named
8:46 was the name, right. It was like 27 minutes in, I think, all in. But
and supposedly it's a pre-release of something
sure.
bigger.
You have to see it.
So.
It is, yeah. He did this little first live
he did an outdoor show outside.
Which is a pretty cool idea, too.
It was really cool. Dude was out in the woods and shit.
The thing is, you know, I'm not giving away any secrets here. That Dave Chappelle's fucking hilarious, but Dave Chappelle is a very intelligent dude. He's been talking about this kind of stuff for years.
Yeah.
Like, way before all this fucking BLM. He's been talking about this stuff a long time, and it was totally fucking raw. It was totally fucking honest, and it's legit. It's a really good thing to fucking watch if you haven't seen it.
It really is. And
I haven't seen his
buddy Mos Def, you know, Mos Def also is another guy that he's very educated and understanding of all that, and him and Chappelle have really brought a lot of attention.
Right.
It's pretty awesome, man.
Yeah. I got one thing I'm going to say about that.
Yeah,
is that I saw, of all the things that are happening, the one thing that stuck out to me was one of my so-called friends on Facebook posted something that said, "Silence is violence." And I don't get it.
No.
I don't get it.
No.
Everybody has their process in their own way.
I'm silent.
People are just going to be throwing shit out there.
I'm in silent support because I don't feel comfortable talking about it.
Sure.
That's it. I'm just being blood-ass raw with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%.
You know? But I don't understand how silence is violence, and I just...
It's not.
I don't get that.
I think some people are different, man. Some people don't want to talk about it.
That's me. I don't feel comfortable
not
talking
me.
About
I'll
it.
I'll talk about it all fucking day, dude. It doesn't bother me at all.
I'm with you, Mac. I'm kind of in the same boat. Like for me, it's one of those things where I'm a 40-year-old white guy, man. I've never dealt with prejudice of any kind, honestly. I don't know of. So I don't have any basis to speak on this shit.
It's like, I don't know, it's like you're walking on thin ice.
Right, you don't want to say the wrong thing. You don't
want to
act like you're being insensitive.
I've dealt with racism.
But when I saw that, I was like, how is silence violence? I just don't understand that term.
No. So, you know what? I talked to a friend of mine who was trying to call people out for not saying anything on social media. And I messaged him privately. And I was like, you know what? Just because you don't talk about it on social media, you could put up a great game, post all the memes you want, post all the things you want, but if you're not actually doing something in your life to like make a difference or show, then what good are you? Like, exactly. I mean, yeah, you can look at all these people. Oh, I'm against this. I'm against this. But if they're not living it in their daily life, then what's the point? So, and I told him, I'm like, just because I'm silent on social media doesn't mean that I'm not going to go out and give water to the protesters, that I'm not going to go out and actually talk to people that are living this to find out what exactly I can do to make a difference.
Exactly. And that's and I thought that
I don't have to show off to get attention because I'm like, oh, look at me. I have a black box. You know, I support
whoa.
You.
Whoa, lazy.
No offense, but you're telling me that all these people that, okay, a lot of these celebrities
what you're saying.
On that Blackout Tuesday posted their black box okay. and they weren't supposed to say anything. But guess what? They posted pictures at the beach the same day. They posted this and that. So it's like,
I don't know what you're
you
talking
know,
about.
Like, it just, when you if say, you're listen. Not living it and doing it, like, you might as well just, you know.
All I can say is when, no matter what's going on in the world, no matter what, you know, BLM issues are going on, and when you say black box, I think of vagina, and it makes me laugh. Keep going. I mean, that's where we are. Hey. Also, I want everybody to know, just in case they were aware, all the listeners, Scott is still mowing down on that fucking plate of food over
there. Dude, it's so good. That buffalo chicken dip's no joke.
Is that
it really is right out of the oven.
Does Scott have a cookie as well?
Yes, I do.
Yes, yeah, he does.
He's sitting right there.
Buffalo chicken dip
and drink
cookies.
And water to be hydrated.
It's important to be hydrated.
Properly.
Yeah, but the only thing I was going to say was is that I had a hard time changing my profile picture to all black because I felt like me as a white guy changing my profile picture to all black isn't solving anything. It's not support. Well, it's not anything.
Well, can I tell you why I did it?
I'd like to add to that to Charlie.
I did it because just like you, I have family members that are African-American. Mm-hmm. I have.
Me too.
That's what I'm saying. I have good friends, great friends I've known for years. African American, and I just want people to know that I support you, man. I support. I understand. Like I understand what you're going through, and I want to help. Just tell me how to fucking help. I'm a fucking middle aged white dude, dude. I support you, and let me know what you need. That's it. That's the only reason why I did it, man.
Fair enough.
I want people to know that I love them, and no matter who you are, and I got you.
I just thought that me changing my profile picture to black was fake. That's how
I
want
to add to that.
Yeah,
no worries.
Yeah. And there's people out there that do that shit. To show, oh, look at me, I'm showing. But
let's put this in perspective.
Everybody does that. Real social media.
Scott, first of all, Scott, did you change your profile picture or not?
I did not.
Okay, go ahead. Finish your story. I was curious.
Social media, okay, like Twitter, Facebook, these take up our time, but they don't do anything.
Right.
All they do, they don't do anything to solve anything. There's no result of anything that any of us in here, whether we're on one side or the other. It's for some of us, it's satire. For some of us, it's how we're feeling at that moment, you know, or we see something that someone shared to us and we just want to share with people. Like, there's no result that comes from that. Like, I have like 700 friends, and out of all 700 of those friends, there's not one thing that I've ever posted in my entire, you know, since 2008 or 9, since we've had Facebook, that has resulted in anything at all. So all like for us, for people to get mad at each other and get in like all these Facebook groups and be arguing and fighting with each other and their views, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, but this is the thing.
It's not like, we want to support our people. We want to be there for everybody. But the people that are being like argumentative on the far both sides.
Who you are on social media and who you are in real life.
They're different.
Are different fucking things.
Exactly. Yep.
They're different, and I agree with Matt.
I'm an asshole either way.
You're right.
This is us marketing ourselves, and sometimes we're bad at marketing.
But it's one of those things where I saw this person do it, I saw that person do it, I saw that person do it, and I said, I'm with you, man. I'm with you, and I act like that in my everyday life. I fucking do it.
Yep.
But there's going to be people out there that are fake as fuck and just do it and then fake the funk.
That's what I'm talking about.
But you have that all social media platforms.
It's everywhere.
And people fucking do it all the time.
Yeah.
People post their fake lives that they're so happy and everything's great and everything's good.
100%.
And they're suffering inside. And that's
everybody's allowed to suffer their own way. Not everybody suffers the same way. Not everybody understands something the same way. Everybody has a different way of everything. So, Mac, whether you do that or not, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't make you or me better than anybody.
And how you handle yourselves when you are around anybody that's different than you.
I love my husband so much. I just want to hit delete. And I don't.
You have a husband? Can't wait to meet the guy.
His name's Bruce.
What's his name? Bruce?
Joe's probably going to post in a couple minutes. Oh, I got a new Yeti cooler. I'm so happy.
No, we're going to talk about it live.
Go in the back room and fucking cry for 3 hours.
He walked around and showed all of us.
Have intercourse with it. I did not change my profile picture. And you know why? Because I had no fucking idea what it meant.
Exactly.
I swear to God, this is no bullshit.
That was me.
Ever since COVID happened and then the BLM movement happened, everybody's got so many thousands of fucking posts going on that I've literally just pulled away. Other than adjust the mic, I don't post for shit anymore. And I saw Chad had done it, right? Chad Cook. Shout out, of course. Listen to the show. You should have been here, but whatever.
Yeah, love them greens, Chad.
Yeah, apparently they were fucking amazing. Guess not. But I honestly, I thought his fucking profile was fucked up. I was like, why is it all black? What happened to his picture? And I was like, oh, okay, in solidarity. Okay. I was like, well, at that point, it's like 9:39. I kind of felt like a dick. I'm going to change it for like 2 hours and go to bed. I'm like, nah, fuck it. I'll just
move
on.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
You're exactly right, man. I didn't understand it totally. And I was just like, I can't do something. I'm not, you know, totally understanding what's going on.
It doesn't make anybody fuck or
right
or wrong, man.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. If you like me, I like you. I don't care what color you are.
Well, right. Listen, I will say this. I did have a friend message me on Facebook about that and say, hey, man, thank you so much. I love that.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Like I had a friend like, hey, man, that means a lot to me.
That's cool.
Nice. So fuck whatever,
if
man.
It means a lot to one person. Yeah. Hey, and whether someone does or not, it doesn't. You know what I mean.
And that person knows I'm not faking. I'm not faking the funk.
The biggest thing the best thing I should say that I saw from all this is somebody posted. It's all of our jobs to learn.
Fair enough.
We all have to relearn. We all have to learn something.
Just shut the fuck up and listen.
One thing away from it and learn.
That's all
they want, man.
That's all everybody wants.
That's all anybody.
Everybody
wants
to be heard. And right now, like I'm one of the worst of it. Fucking attention. Paying attention.
Yeah, people need to shut up and listen, man.
And, yeah, there's a lot of things going on right now, and the most important thing for everybody to understand is that I got a new Yeti cooler today, and I want to make sure everybody's aware.
Hey, Joe, right, I like up? Your Yeti cooler. It's nice.
You know what I like? I like that fucking plate of Fuji.
I like the color, dude.
How many days does the ice stay good?
You're going to put a sticker on it?
We're going to find out.
Forever. Ice sticker on it?
Oh, yeah.
Can you pull it over here so I can sit on it? Because this chair...
Yeah, dude, you could totally take it and sit on it.
You can't.
I got another chair.
You look miserable, dude.
Hey, sit right there next to it. Sit on the wall.
My right testicle. Sit on the hurts. Right.
I feel like I'll tell you what, a dunce cap. I feel like we should have a dunce cap on him.
If you're willing to knock your headphones off and drop your beer again, you can totally sit on this.
Dude, sit on the little edge over there next to it.
My right testicle hurts and my left leg is asleep.
You want to trade? Let me sit in that chair and you take this one.
Scott wanted to put a fucking musical artist in that chair. I'd be like, fuck you.
You're sitting sideways.
Good playing keel swing.
Yeah, this chair's the wrong way.
His headphones are also on the back of his head.
That's why your butthole's sore. It's sideways.
That's why your butthole. That's not why his butthole's sore.
No.
Hey-o.
Whoa. Hey-o.
You must have like a Frank Gore cock over there or something.
That's gross.
Oh my God. I can't believe you found a thing with
that. How funny was that? Oh BJ, remember you talking about Frank Gore, Charlie?
Old
yeah, it was pretty good.
That was fucking funny, man.
Does your butthole feel better now?
Much better. Sorry,
by the
I'm adjusting
way,
my mic.
Last weekend.
Pun, take it.
Like BJ, everybody that came over.
Yeah.
That was a fun show.
It was a really
fun
show.
And it came out
show.
Really well.
Yeah, shout out to Jill, man.
And Charlie.
Yeah, it seemed like a fun show. I was fucking Nanny Joe out there.
Ever again.
Fuck Mr.
Hey, you guys seem to be having a great time while I was outside watching all the kids.
Oh my God, you know what's about to happen, right?
You listen to yourself, right? Like
oh yeah.
You could not get away from him.
Fucking helicopter dad.
Dude, I'll tell you right now.
It was all right though. It was good.
Yeah.
Joe, I get it.
Yeah. Listen, you know what? I got a fucking 6-year-old and a 9-year-old. They're not gonna be outside swimming by themselves.
I agree.
Each their own. I'm not fucking parenting anybody else's children. But when they're out there doing their thing, I'm involved.
Yes.
Yep.
It's good.
Eh. I saw Scott pull out the book, and I was like, oh, my God.
I can hear you chewing, Scott.
Yeah, it's bad.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
No, it's not.
That's all right. There's editing. We're basically going to cut Scott out of the entire episode.
Is that buffalo chicken dip, Scott?
Dude, it's so good, dude.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that, buddy.
Yeah, who made it?
You did, Mac.
Apparently, it's lip-smacking good repeatedly.
It's got bacon in it.
That's part of my sound effects.
It's got bacon in it.
Real bacon or turkey bacon?
Dude, it's really real good, bacon. Dude. Like, really good.
Good answer. Who's going to Jimmy's tomorrow for breakfast?
Who's going to Pinto's tonight?
Ugh. I'm down for some Jimmy's.
Yeah, you are.
Definitely down for some Jimmy's.
Hey, we should invite Chad, see if he'll stand us up again.
Fucking
remember how we went to dinner and he gave us all that hell?
He's such a dick, dude.
I love him, but yeah, he bailed on us.
Yeah, whatever, man.
He sends me picture or videos of himself on a speed bag in his garage.
Yeah, he does.
He does it to everybody.
He's like, I still got it.
With a theme from Rocky. And all you hear is...
Yep, man. I'll tell you, Chad, though, he is fucking getting to that bag, dude. He puts in some fucking time, dude. His fucking knuckles are fucking bloody raw because he beats that thing retarded.
I love Chad.
That's what she said.
What up, Chad?
The official garage of Adjust the Mic.
Yeah. Official garage.
That is the official garage.
It really is.
Yeah, it is.
Remember Chad, put my beer in your monster refrigerator over there in the back.
100% you're going to be listening to the Jackson 5.
Remember when Mac went over there the night before his birthday and he was all hammered off moonshine, tried to put his beer in the smoker?
That's what I'm just saying. Yeah. No, I tried to put it in the
cornhole.
Oh, that's right, the cornhole.
Was standing up against the wall. I was fucked up, and I thought it was a refrigerator. I was like, Chad, put it in that fridge right there.
He's like, what's wrong with the fucking fridge? That's a cornhole board, Mac.
Oh, my God.
It's like, ah, shit.
God, that was fun.
Then I think he tried to put it in the smoker. Oh, here it is. Nope, smoker.
Yeah. God, that was funny.
No telling.
You were sober.
The best part about that night was that we're all fucking just like having a few beers chilling. Mac shows up fucking three sheets. You're already fucking like on the verge of going hard.
I couldn't.
With a bottle.
Mac. The scary part is I probably drove myself there, didn't I?
Yeah, it's my birthday. Let's take a shot. That's what it was.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's me.
That was a good night, though, man.
The funny thing is, I think like it was your birthday eve, and everybody's like, no, dude, we're not drinking moonshine tonight. We're not doing that.
Yeah, that's
I don't care if it's your fucking birthday or not. It was an awesome time, though.
Moonshine's good for you.
Speaking of moonshine, do you have any?
At my house,
it?
I do.
Oh,
I didn't bring it. I brought bourbon, remember?
No, I don't.
Do you get moonshine?
I have moonshine at my house.
Do you get it like easily?
Yeah.
Yeah, I might need to get some for me.
Okay.
So Ron has a friend who makes moonshine, and he made some Pleasure Chest moonshine once.
Oh.
And I didn't know what it was, and I should have learned my lesson from when I first started there. And they're like, oh, Colleen tastes this, and it was like pure gasoline, and I wanted to vomit. So this guy's like, oh, it's made out of Pleasure Chest, blah, 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 and I smelled it. I was like, oh, this is not going to be good. But I tried it. And it was still as disgusting as I ever remember. Oh, I don't know how people can drink it. And him and Ron are like, this is so good.
I like the straight shine, but the flavor stuff is better.
How did they say it?
This is so good.
Say it one more time.
Shut up.
Hey, what does Raiden say from fucking Mortal Kombat?
He says, Duke Samalehi and get used to it.
That's the
point. It tastes so good.
It tastes so good.
What does that mean?
Cut that up.
I don't even know.
Oh man, I'm tired.
That would be that like blurb would be perfect right on the intro where Russ is like, I know exactly what he tastes like.
Yeah,
work with that, dude.
It's the first time I heard that. Like I was listening to that Zoom that from the meetup.
Yeah. What was he talking about?
I don't even know.
He was talking about
like,
fucking
what was the context?
Russ. Our Russ. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So we're sitting at the fucking table. We'd already talked to Ron. Everything was over at this point. You know, we're feeling pretty frisky, and I was like, Dylan, get over here and take a fucking microphone. Russ, you two get in.
You had a good 20-30 minutes on there.
And literally, it was, you know, tell me, what do you think? Like, let's all talk about what we hate Scott Geyser. That's exactly what I said.
Is that fucking, where you got that from?
That's where I got that from. Yeah.
And then Russ goes, I know exactly what he tastes like. And
Oh my God.
But it was fucking
so
hilarious.
Funny, and I had to use it. Like, and I was trying to do an intro right there, and it just had to happen. So as soon as Indium let us use their music, which is perfect, by the way.
I know.
Everybody talks about how much they like that intro with their music because
like,
everybody grew up to it around here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Everyone used to get on stage. It was like a crazy time.
I mean, we have four, like a
never heard
of
them.
Four bands.
Mac was there. He was like 44 at the time.
We have Josh Keels, who was going to try to be here tonight, but he had
an Indian show. We were in high school.
Didn't Keels have a gig tonight?
He did, yeah.
He was going to come in and do a show with us.
Fucking killer.
Been awesome. It'll happen. It's going to happen.
I mean, I get it, man. He was supposed to play at Twin Finnegan's or something, but it didn't work out. And he reached out to me. He's like, dude, I fucking love to come on the show. But then, you know, with everything being slow, he hasn't been able to play much. He's like, man, I got an opportunity. I was like, dude, do what you got to do, man.
Yeah.
We'll still fucking support you 100%,
Can we get Indium in here to play?
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
The closest I've gotten was fucking Hadwin playing with Lindgren, which Hadwin wasn't even part of it, but picking up his fucking guitar to play with Lindgren in fucking Lindgren's basement.
What do you mean Hadwin wasn't a part of it?
He wasn't Indium.
Yeah, he was.
Yes, Joe? He was.
Joe Hadwin was in Indium.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
the
right,
whole
right.
time.
He was a bass player.
So look,
the whole time.
I can literally
the whole time.
No, he wasn't.
Joe lives here.
No,
Ryan
Joe's
lives in California, but he comes.
Joe's in
North Carolina now.
North Carolina.
He moved?
He's in Nashville.
Oh, man. So, that's impossible.
But we have Keels. We have Indium. We have the Nature Kids.
Right.
Who, for me, is a big one. And then we have
Charlie singing Kokomo by the Beach Boys earlier.
At the Florida Keys.
That was when Scott was behind the bar.
That's Three's Company?
He was
Aruba, Jamaica.
Yeah, you were getting it.
He sings like Snuffleupagus.
Three's Company was the
shit,
bro.
Oh, yeah.
And then we have the Maybelous. We have Sean with his band. So I have a few of his songs. He has more he's going to give us as well. He's got a podcast coming out, by the way. I'm shouting you out right now.
Shit.
He's got one. He's putting
shout out to Sean.
Don't listen to it. It's not good.
One thing I know about Sean, he's a huge Social Distortion fan.
Okay.
It's inside.
Okay.
He's not. They're terrible.
Sick boys.
You love them?
No, they're fucking terrible.
You see my cousin Shona? She posted that your top three bands.
Yeah, I can't do that, dude.
Did you see she had Coldplay on there?
Yeah. Fucking I saw that.
Shona,
I was like,
what the hell?
I know you're gay? You like Coldplay.
Kelly Clarkson.
And Green Day.
Stop now.
What is wrong with Green Day?
Green Day Kerplunk.
They suck donkey balls.
No, they don't.
So they don't. There you go.
I was supposed to see them on my birthday this year.
It's
a
Mac original.
A whole entire another year.
So, all right. Speaking of that, though, on that list, who'd you wind up picking? If you had to pick, did you even play Charlie?
I can't.
I know you couldn't. I mean, you couldn't. Like,
it's Beatles, Sabbath, and then probably Tool.
Rush wasn't on there, so I ignored
it. But you got, they were.
Rush was on there.
You got
Rush.
You got the Misfits. You got Rush. You got Pantera.
Rush was on there.
I think I went Tool, Rage, Pink Floyd, just.
Yeah, you got Pink Floyd. I'm not picking for like, that, dude.
Rage is awesome, but I didn't listen to him right when they came out at the right time. Like, I was later, so I can't appreciate it. They didn't have the Beastie Boys
on
there.
And I'll tell
just,
you
like,
right
sorry.
Fucking now, I'm going to segue Coldplay this, because there. Rage was supposed to play fucking a show that I was going to go to in North Carolina with Brian. Run the Jewels was going to open.
Yep.
That fucking new album is ridiculously good. If you're not fucking listening to RTJ4, it is fucking
R2D2?
R2D2 yourself.
Can we get back to the point that you guys like Green Day?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, I appreciate
it
being such
American
a good album.
Lesbian. I
no,
mean,
no.
R2
no,
what?
No,
R2
no.
what?
Not that.
Joe? R2 what?
RTJ.
No, that album's their old stuff's amazing.
The
dude.
Jewels.
Right.
They're
like, I don't, got it. I'm going to admit, killer, I don't listen to their new stuff, but like, when Dookie or anything from those earlier albums come
Kerplunk.
On. Like,
I haven't listened to anything in like 25 years.
Yeah.
But their old shit's
amazing.
Yeah. We're old.
But it's like, I never got to see them when I was younger. So I was so excited that they were playing on my 40th birthday this year with Weezer and Fall Out Boy,
awesome.
Take It or
COVID.
Leave It.
I appreciate Fall Out Boy for what they are.
So
they're
now,
not my favorite band, but they'd be fun to see.
They got some good songs.
Yeah. COVID.
So now it'll be next
year. Wait,
you're 40? I'll be 40 this year.
I thought you were like
Jesus,
so way younger.
Aw, thanks, Mac.
Hey, easy. She's married. Fucking relax.
No, I know she's married.
I got one.
Colleen, I thought you were 46.
I thought she was like 35 or something.
Okay, Charlie.
Tanya.
Calm down.
Tanya, you had an issue with us before we started the show. It was you posted the same thing that with the bands, but it was with the Little Debbies.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And you had a problem with us because we didn't have Star Crunchers on there for our top.
No, Star Crunchers
on there.
No, but we didn't pick it, right?
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah, Star Crunchers, good.
Yeah,
Star
Crunchers. I had a time where I loved Star Crunch. But they're not better than Nutter Butters.
No,
they're not better. Nutter Butters are better
and crunchy, and it's so good.
They're not better than Nutter Butters.
Swiss cake rolls, come on!
They're not better than Swiss cake rolls.
I don't care. Swiss.
Listen, strawberry shortcake rolls weren't on there. So.
No.
And the Christmas tree ones.
And the Christmas tree ones.
Okay, so the Christmas tree ones are
all
exactly like a zebra cake.
No, the whole thing is Bogart.
That's why
they
had
they all taste exactly the
same. The Christmas tree ones had that fucking pink and fucking or red.
No, the rainbow brownies.
And oatmeal cream pies. They're not better than
those. We have those on there. My husband loves those.
Yeah, me too.
God damn it.
Yeah. Oatmeal cream pies are better than Star Crunch.
They have double decker oatmeal pies.
They absolutely do, and I get one almost every night when I'm at work.
Double decker oatmeal cream pies.
Amazing.
I was surprised at how many people like were on this and arguing and saying, "Where's this? Where's that?" And it's like, listen, you know, this is it. These are your choices.
Yep.
I don't care about what else you like. Like
strawberry
sweet
cake rolls
and move on.
No way.
But
which one was it that Toughness got mad that wasn't on there? The peanut butter?
They had to be.
PB&J's.
Oh, those things are so fucking nasty.
Peanut butter. No, the peanut butter
cream pies.
This
is coming from a guy that used to eat the goober out of the jar, okay?
Peanut butter cream pies.
We all ate goober out of the jar.
They're a thing.
Nobody ate goober out of the jar but that man right there.
I ate goober out of a jar.
I ate goober out of a jar is fucking shit, bro.
Has he tried the cookie butter?
It's the best of both worlds. You don't need two spoons. You just have one.
Jar.
Spoon. You don't have
that's
to have
why
a
we drink
a
peanut butter whiskey
spoon.
Now.
Is goober butter a gay thing?
Goober.
What is
that?
That's
truffle
butter.
That's what Joe
so
ordered.
So what if
last
it is?
Week.
No,
you have a problem with the gay community, Charlie?
I'm asking.
It's
and
gay
no,
pride
I don't.
Month.
Okay.
Calm down.
I have literally
Charlie,
seen him
no.
suck a dick. He has no
right,
problem
Charlie,
with
yeah.
Scott.
A bunch of times.
Scott. I
remember, like
I know exactly
grade?
How you
it
taste.
It was my wiener, but
you do actually.
I know exactly what that
the
guy
goober
tastes
is
like.
The one that's got the jelly lines and the
yeah.
peanut
yeah.
butter.
Yeah.
Yes,
that shit's good.
No.
See, boom, three.
I've never had it.
Yeah.
See,
yeah,
you can't talk shit about it. Then you
I lived
love
in, like,
it.
No,
a
I'm
family.
Not talking shit. I've never
not.
Had
I
it.
I know you're not.
Since you're so gay, maybe you should try some.
Joe.
Wow.
Yes.
This is taking a turn.
Let's have our own little private.
Hey, can we go back to the music thing? Can you believe that people like actually posted shit about Rage Against the Machine saying, I don't like it that you guys are now getting political. I'm going to have to stop listening to your music. And it's like,
what?
God knows there's stuff in the 90s.
Their first album
fucking.
Was released in 92.
Yeah.
And the whole album's political.
Yeah.
Like,
as it should be.
The Beastie Boys got real political later on, too, but I thought it was really good. And
yeah. Come on. Who are they talking to?
Fuck you. I won't do what you do.
Yeah, well, I try to. You guys cuss enough for the most, you know, all of us. I try to.
No, I don't.
Okay, I mean Joe.
Joe's a problem.
Okay, yeah, that's a fucking issue.
Hey, Joe's a problem.
The Facebook group has been very active.
Yeah, it's been good.
Really?
It's been good. Like,
we have a Facebook page?
Memes have been popping up. Like that Jared meme someone did earlier with Jared with the Blink-182.
Yes, that was Sean again.
Gold.
Listen, your Photoshop skills with those were
Max leaving.
Pretty amazing.
He couldn't take it anymore.
That was straight Max up gone. Luck, bro. I found this website that had all these old
pictures. Really.
He just got a swollen prostate.
And I saw that telephone booth. I'm like, we need a phone call marketing one.
It was so good.
And then those nuns. Those three nuns and you. And like,
oh, that was a good one.
Like,
nuns were the best.
That's like, the best one. Dude, that one right there. Yeah,
that was good.
Yeah.
The other ones you're probably like, meh. Oh, I like that.
I was trying. Yeah. I was trying. Yeah.
It's all right.
Magnetized.
I was throwing a bunch out there.
Swing and a miss, and home run.
Yeah, I was trying to have like you and Charlie together. Yeah. And
you did whatever. Good. Like the fucking, the poem booth one was good, but the nuns was fucking, the nuns, yeah. That's yeah, the winner. Yeah. For
that's,
sure.
That's the one.
That's pretty much how I feel. People
good job,
judging.
Scott.
Let's take a break.
Potty break.
All right.
Oh, that'd be so bad.
Potty break. Nope.
2 p.m. Hey man, you put on the fucking Facebook page to call the number, and then you don't fucking answer it. Why do you even put it on the page? What are you doing? I don't even. It doesn't. So dumb. It's a fucking so dumb, dude.
Wednesday, 9:11 p.m.
Hold on, that'll tear her out. Show me what he's done for you. Stand up, little girl.
Listen, man. Straight rude, Dad. Motherfucker, call me. You tell me to call, and you don't answer. Oh, my gosh. Love you guys. Late. End of messages.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Hello?
I said hello.
Yeah, who is this?
Why do you're the one that called me.
I want to know who you are.
Why?
Look, I have seen your number on my man's cell history.
I don't think so.
Yes, I did. More than once.
Okay.
Why are you calling my boyfriend?
I don't know who you are. What are you talking about?
What is going on?
I'm an old lady. I am an old
I cannot believe you. Children. How long has this been going on for?
I don't know what you are talking about.
You tell me the truth.
Okay.
Hello? Yes. Hello. This is the Chinese buffet calling.
Yes.
Last time you come in, you eat way too much.
Okay.
You're not allowed back anymore.
Okay.
I got your number from credit card info.
Okay.
This is not homeless shelter. This is restaurant. You eat all expensive food. You eat all that crab leg.
No, I didn't have any crab legs at the restaurant.
You take so much food and not even eat all. I throw out full plates when I leave your table.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're a bad customer. You start talking.
Yeah, just that. 我叫他永远别再过来了.
Oh my goodness.
Hello, okay. You know, come back. You bend.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You've just been pranked by prankdial.com.
Prank dial. Crazy people.
Can you turn on the prelims on silent, on mute? Scott? Okay, thanks, boo.
Whatever you do, don't hurry.
You're so angry.
It's 8 seconds, sorry.
Oh, stop. We're all sitting down. We're ready to go.
I got to pee so bad, but I don't want to miss talking to Russ and Brian.
All right,
in the fireplace, dude. I've done it twice.
Oh,
Oh my god.
Sorry.
I'm not peeing in the fireplace. Pretty sure Colleen and Tanya would not appreciate that.
I would not.
I'm down.
I don't care. Do it.
So I feel terrible. Mac, every time your sons come to the brewery, I ID them every time.
I know.
Scott, let me see their
remote. And it's funny because like I almost ID them, not because I don't think they're 21, to make sure that it is your sons.
Right.
So I can be extra nice to them.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, because I'm like...
They love that place. I mean, we all love that place. Yeah. I should phrase it like that, but...
I didn't the last couple times they came in because I didn't want to irritate them. And I'm like, okay, those are definitely Max sons. But sometimes they change their looks up with the mustaches. And like,
yeah, he's usually got the handlebar.
Like,
yeah,
it's like, okay, there's a lot of people that are going for that look. And I just want to make sure this is actually Max's kid.
Kevin kind of rocks the handlebar look. But
yeah, he does a good job.
But I went in there recently with him and you weren't there. So
I just started back recently. But I'll be working back on my Thursday, Saturday, Sunday shifts.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because this week, Monday, we open back up.
Because I go there to see you, and I go to Bricks to see Sammy Smith.
Oh.
And
hey,
both times I went there, you weren't there, and she wasn't there.
Just so you know, I'll be working Saturday day, and Sam's working Saturday night.
At Hardware?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Oh, hey,
oh
Joe.
Oh, my God.
Joe.
Hey, look, it's Paw Patrol. Oh, let's cancel that.
We need to talk about that real quick, but hold
Jesus.
On.
Jesus.
Scott wants to be involved, so don't do it now. Yeah. There you go. Hold on.
I want Samantha Smith to break up with her girlfriend. Please don't put this on the air.
Would you? It's not going to happen. That guy's so awesome to her.
No, I'm teasing.
She's so happy.
He is a great guy.
Yeah.
I don't know who you're talking about.
He's a keeper.
Sam Smythe. She's a...
Oh, Smythe. I said Smith. Sorry.
She's the bar manager at Bricks. She's so nice. Like, you can't even believe that people like her exist because you're like, wait a minute. You're pretty and you're nice. This is not real life.
She belongs among the wildflowers.
Okay. Oh my god, getting deep over there.
It's getting weird. Easy.
Please don't put this part on the air.
I'm not
as soon as you say that, it's gonna be like the topic.
No,
the show.
Do not disrespect Samantha Smythe.
Samantha Smythe.
I already got one Samantha. I don't need two.
What are you gonna say, like a demon? Samantha. Yeah,
Samantha from Who's the Boss? Remember that?
Samantha Mona.
Angela. Sorry, who's the boss?
All right, so we need to call people, but first I want to talk about Paw Patrol. And I'm gonna say that I've seen is that somebody's upset about Paw Patrol. I know nothing more than that. I don't know why they're upset. I'm assuming because the dog is a cop.
It was all started off as a joke.
I really hope that it is a joke, but now people are taking it seriously. Paw Patrol because
it turned into it.
Because the cop
serious,
is but. Because Chase is the cop and he's portrayed as a good boy because he's a cop.
Well,
that's all.
Well, let's
thanks,
start
Obama.
Out with the fact that Paw Patrol
oh, no.
is a cartoon.
Obama's not president.
Right, Paw Patrol is a cartoon. Give us a little synopsis. You watch the show with your kids, right?
I do.
Give us a little synopsis about what Paw Patrol really is.
I think the dog's dead.
So there's a guy. There's a kid
it's sitting by me, and I think it's dead.
There's a kid
he's
named
happy.
Ryder who's got these pups, and when something goes wrong, he
I don't
calls
even know what
them
this is.
All
Sorry.
Into action, and one of them dresses like a cop. The other dresses like a firefighter.
Right.
There's one that dresses like, his name is Rubble, and he does construction. Sky's the girl. She flies a plane. Like, there's another one that swims in the water. They just all go and do things.
Sorry,
like
are cartoon dogs.
It is a cartoon dog.
And somehow you don't know what it is.
Sounds kind of racist.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
So, Paw Patrol is a cartoon
that
little
kids
watch.
Or liked it, too.
Ice Cube was even on Twitter a couple days ago going, guys, Paw Patrol, man, my kids love Paw Patrol.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous.
It started off as a joke because anything that has to do related to a police officer. So on Twitter, people start going, fuck Paw Patrol, fuck them. And then all these people going, yeah, fuck Paw Patrol. And it started off as a troll. It was a joke. And it blew up. Like, it trended because it was funny.
I feel the same way. Fuck
and then
Paw
you got
Patrol.
The people that are just like totally anti-everything, they're just like turning it into a thing. Like, everybody's attacking everybody right now. Paw Patrol, they're like... There's nothing wrong with Paw Patrol.
It's like, what
it's
is
fine.
It?
It's just a joke that blew up out of proportion.
What's his name? Elmer Fudd and the Gun.
It's just a cartoon. It's little dogs that are cops.
Right. I understand now, but
not
I'm talking
all,
about
yeah.
like the Looney Tunes cartoons like the Elmer Fudd Gun. I just don't get it.
He just wants rabbits.
What about Yosemite Sam, man?
Yeah.
With a gun. When he falls down the stairs.
Right. He's obviously racist. Nobody says anything about him.
Yeah.
What about Wile E. Coyote killing
the river? Maybe because he's a ginger.
But there is a thing to be said about those are like that's history.
Right.
Okay. It's history.
But
whether someone watches it and laughs or not doesn't have to do with the racial profanity of unless they're doing it well, on
it's
purpose.
It's a cartoon. It's not
it's
history.
A cartoon. It's like
but
it was what
beyond the cartoon. What's up with the monument?
I don't get the monument your mindset thing either. Sorry, on social issues.
And there it happens. Like I know we're having four different conversations, but if you start with okay, so those things are history. Those are things we grew up with. What about the General Lee? Right.
Hey, what's
okay?
your favorite type of peanut butter?
Exactly.
Goobers.
For most people, it doesn't matter. It's just
Jif,
it's,
crunchy.
It's,
period.
You have a, you have a percentage of people that are Red extreme top. On both sides. Not, I say extreme that are that take things too far.
It's just
and I feel like that's what right,
we got a call.
The phone's ringing.
Let's see if it works.
Is it just allowed to say stop being sensitive? Like, are we just like enough?
Stop, Joe. Be affected.
No, but
hello.
I mean,
what's up, guys?
I know that voice.
I don't.
It's the Hubs.
It's Rick Hubs.
My Hubs.
Oh.
Oh.
What's up, my Hubs? My Hubs.
Brent, where is your meat?
My lovely.
I've had some smoker waiting for Colleen to get home.
Damn it.
I've been eating buffalo chicken dip this whole time because I don't have any of your meat right now.
Only three quarters of a pan.
Scott
only three quarters of a 13 by 9. That's not that much.
Hopefully
Scott, don't ever say that again.
Diet friendly.
I'm having some withdrawals from your meat.
Oh, that's what
ew.
She said.
Diet friendly.
Some meat draws.
It is not.
He wants to know what he can draw from your meat.
Terrible. Yeah. Terrible. That was terrible. We're going to cut that joke out. It's fucking worst joke of the show.
That's the worst joke of the show?
So far.
All right. Give it time. I got way better.
I wanted to call and tell everybody congratulations on 50.
Heck yeah, man. Thank you. Here, watch this. Let me see if it works. Hold on.
50 what?
Thanks, buddy.
Oh, Jesus.
There it is.
Fucking guy.
There you go.
I need a better one.
What was that? The ocean?
Wait, you gotta hit the
it
gong.
Like,
hit the gong.
It's a terrible. It's a applause.
Hit the gong.
The gong.
Yes,
you can't even
gong.
Hear the gong. Remember,
hit
we
it.
Already talked about this.
Hit it over and over again. Anyway, just
I gotta get a better
it.
One. I gotta get like a. I need like drum. Like I need a brass. You got one?
I do.
Let me throw it on there.
I do.
Hey, remember when Joe Hadron wasn't an Indian?
Jeez, you know nothing.
That's so funny.
I was drunk at most of the shows. Brian was there. Anyway, go ahead.
We need more music, by the way.
Well, let's call Brian.
Like, do they have more?
Brian. I don't know. All right. They can make some new stuff for us.
Well, so, I'm not gonna tie up your phone line.
Brian,
dude. I just have a bunch of callers.
I know, just
so.
Been call after call, bro. Like,
dude, we have like six people on the mic. We're being like ridiculous right now. It's all
just
mainly
one call after call. Another, man. We gotta fucking, listen, I love you. I appreciate all you do. We gotta let you go.
All
man.
The calls.
There are so many fucking lines lit up right now. We gotta fucking get back to you after all.
He's a liar, but we do appreciate you calling and telling us congratulations.
We
thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Yeah, no,
thank you, Brian.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for letting me just be a part of it for a little bit.
Dude,
guys,
it's awesome. Anytime, man.
Sure, you're always welcome here.
Seriously.
Love you, buddy.
Love you. Grab
love you, Brad.
Talk to you guys soon.
Thank you, man.
Bye.
Later. Grab
dude,
your phone.
See, I did
call
that
chat.
Shit. Like, see that shit? Get phone calls and shit on this.
Call chat.
See?
He wants
that's
to
awesome.
Talk.
Okay, act like you've been there before, motherfucker.
Jeez. Joe,
I'm
Joe.
Like excited. Like, the hair on the back of my neck is
Joe,
like,
Joe, I'm not
work.
Picking on you, but I'm sitting directly across from you, and, like, what's up with your right knee? It looks like it's dirty.
It is.
It actually does.
What
no,
have you been doing
is.
With that
I thought it was a
today.
Shadow.
No, no, I had to work today. It probably is.
Oh, okay. It's like this big black spot on your knee, and I'm like, is that a shadow or is this knee dirt?
Hey, listen, I gotta earn my cash. I gotta earn my money.
Yeah, nice. We all know how.
I have no problem with, you know, getting down on a knee.
Ew. Okay.
But wait a second. Hold on, don't even say shit like
that's
that.
That's what she said.
This
that's
is like,
what she
this
said.
Is like fifth grade humor here, fellas.
No.
Hey, grade. I'm looking
fourth
right
grade.
At
how dare you, sir?
Knees.
Your knees are dirty.
You got dirty knees. Look at these. Oh, wait, what's the Asian thing? Oh, God, now I'm a racist.
This is really
racist.
Bad.
Oh, let's
somebody call Chad.
Somebody call Chad.
All right, you want to call him?
Yeah, well,
no.
But can we hear him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll call him. Like when Brent called. Remember that? Was that? Remember when we used to Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees, look at these? Was
yeah.
that?
Yeah, yeah.
Was that that's racist, right? I mean,
yeah, it's very racist. Because you go like this
racist.
Chinese, Japanese, and then you lower them for
oh, yeah,
Chinese,
right.
Japanese.
I apologize.
Knees,
look at
yeah,
these.
Look at
what was the dirty knees, look at these?
The,
I mean, I know
the
dirty
look
knees
at these is like your penis or
look
something.
At your nuts or whatever. Yeah, I mean, I remember that, but.
You fucking racist.
God damn, Mac.
That's fucking racist. Yeah, you said it. What are you? Why is it Mac?
Hello?
You just bring that just tone here.
So, when is
white
the,
ways.
When's the caller coming out?
Oh
my God, I forgot
Scott,
about the shot
Scott
caller.
Scott said he's going to do the shot
he's
caller.
He said he
Scott
would do it.
Absolutely said he was going to do it.
Scott, are you ready for the shot caller?
Nope.
Oh, the shot caller.
Nope.
I don't even know what to... Oh, my God.
Charlie said he was going first, so...
I'm down, but it has to be some sort of trivia.
It's got
to
be at least on number 7.
You guys,
that's
ringing.
That's what I had it at.
It's not going to be the same. You guys should do it on camera.
Oh,
What in the shit is that?
It's Chad.
That's Chad.
Is that his sweetheart?
I've been listening to fucking Earth, Wind, and Fire for the last fucking 2 hours. I'm fired up.
Damn right.
What up? What up, Chad Cook?
Scott Geiser.
What's going on, man?
Just left Charlie Lord's house.
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
Talked to his neighbor.
How's his neighbor doing?
What'd you do? Chad, what are we doing here?
Charlie's intrigued. You are going to have a goodie bag on your counter.
Oh.
I asked your neighbor if you had access to your house.
Oh, I love you.
What is that?
And I didn't want to have shit to get to it, man.
Yeah, I love you, man. Thank you.
You're welcome. Make sure you look at the bag, though.
Make sure I what?
Read the note.
Did you shit in the bag?
Okay.
read the note.
What did you do?
I'm just going to jump in and say I'm really excited about my goodie bag, Chad. You're so we're on the same page. I'm looking forward to mine, too.
Where's your LeBaron, Freddy?
Hey, Max said that Michael Singletary's number is 51.
I don't fucking remember Singletary's number.
He said it was 51.
Was it 50? That was one off?
Here we go. Good try, guys.
Mac really thought Singletary was 51.
Yeah.
Hi, Chad.
Solid number. Hi, Conley.
I
told you that you're my favorite one on the show.
I've heard that, and I was looking forward to your greens tonight so much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a fucking shit ton at the house, but I have been distributing them.
All right, well.
Another time. You come drive. Here and bring them damn greens.
Yeah, Jackie and Rylan hit them pretty fucking hard. I was on guard all day. I ain't shitting you, man. Like, I cooked the bacon up, and I was going to go out and smoke a cigarette and let the bacon cool off. But I knew the moment I left the bacon, Jackie and Rylan would hit. And I'm usually that one. I'm usually the guy that you got to worry about. But I really wanted to make you guys cook a nice little dish today. And
look at you, man.
Chicken wings and shit, too. And
oh,
hell yeah.
So,
oh, man, that would have been good.
So are you eating or are you drinking?
Baby.
Okay, just checking.
Baby?
The way you talk, hey, listen, baby, I ain't drinking, mad at baby. You. All that food you got going on, I was just double checking.
I'm gonna lay it out for you to play it out right now.
All right.
What time did I talk to you, Jeff and Chuck? 2:30?
Probably, give or take.
Yeah, man.
Dale's still at work, so yeah, probably.
When we found out that, you know, it was going to be a little bit later of a start, I did not drink all day. I was preparing the greens. I didn't want to come over there freaking buzzed up. I was being a good boy. And the moment... I ain't shitting you guys. The moment that, you know, we found out that it was a little bit later and me and Jackie couldn't make it, I went in and said, babe, a little later start, we're off the hook. Within 2 minutes, Jackie had her fucking sweatpants on and I had a cock. I went through a bottle of Maker's Mark from 2:45 to 5 o'clock.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
That bottle is huge, man.
Well, there's more than one size.
It was not a big boy bottle.
Oh, okay.
It was not a big boy, but it was a fifth.
Because I'm looking at it right up there.
Hey, what's at my house, man?
Yeah, what do you got for Charlie? Tell the
I love you. Thank you so much.
Tens of listeners that want to know what's in that goodie
Some
bag,
eucalyptus
man.
Mint.
Leave my fucking lotions alone.
I don't know, man. How you guys doing? We having a good time?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
We miss you, man. Well, bet you we're going to make this work. We're going to bring it to you here, too, man.
Come over and get your gift.
The official garage of Adjust the Mic. We talked about your...
Why don't we just bring the podcast over to him one night, man? Like, seriously. Like, let's do an episode.
I'm down.
And the episode is Chad's Garage.
Let's do it.
You know what I mean? I got the portable.
Episode 54.
54?
Brian Erlacher.
Episode 54.
Oh, Erlacher's number. Yeah, good call.
Okay.
Sounds like
Studio 54?
No.
54.
You have Quaaludes for us and shit?
Well,
actually,
do whatever you want, baby.
You're showing your age, Scott. You're showing your age.
Yeah. Quaaludes. Dude, it's Studio 54. You gotta have Quaaludes.
That would be so fucking cool.
Episode 54, we did it at Chad's garage, which is Studio 54, and we did Quaaludes.
And you want to know what's even better? You want to know what's even better? I have Brian Urlacher jerseys for everybody.
Ugh.
I'm good, man. I'm good.
So we can all wear Brian Urlacher jerseys?
If you want to.
Wow. I'd do that.
I'm gonna take a pass on that.
Episode 54. We want to do it at Chad's? Seriously?
Colleen was the first one to nut up.
The only female was the first one to nut up and say, I'm good.
54 is that chance, okay? It's set in stone. Let's just do it. Episode 54 is done at your garage.
So that's going to have to be a Saturday night, right?
2 weeks from now.
Yep.
Kid free.
Saturday afternoon. 2 weeks. Night,
so listen,
2 weeks from
now. I work Saturdays now, probably 12 to 5. So it's going to have to be after
garage
that.
Garage will be open.
We know, Colleen, you work at the Playlander Brewery.
God,
Jesus
Charlie.
Christ.
I got a job.
Oh, beer. Playlander Brewery.
Manager. I'm so sorry that I annoy you with my friendship, Charlie.
See how it goes.
God.
Fucking Playlander
Brewery. Listen, I'm going to throw some shit. We'll put some shit on the smoker.
There we go.
Yes.
Do it up. Break the cornhole boards out.
Make sure you get Max beer out of your smoker.
Yeah, you mean Max refrigerator?
Yeah, get your beer out of my refrigerator.
And listen,
wait,
Chad,
get my beer out of your refrigerator.
Hey, Chad, you're the only one allowed to mess with the playlist, okay? Nobody else, because I heard you play fantastic music during these things.
Jackson 5 coming up.
He just listened to Earth, Wind, and Fire for 2 fucking hours. Obviously, he plays good music.
He don't play shit.
Hey, you
want
to know
who's
before that?
What?
Otis Redding.
Oh.
Ooh.
So we got a whole mix. Yeah.
I think I need to come over there and listen to some fucking Otis Redding with you, buddy.
Right.
You can come over and listen to whatever you want, baby.
I know I can.
I'm going to tell you right now, Colleen, good luck getting a playlist when Charlie Lord is around.
No, you ain't fucking kidding.
Wait, that's true. That is true.
Charlie enjoys the first 30 seconds of every heavy metal song made since 1980.
And he's like, hey, wait.
I kind of do that too. 30 seconds in, move on to the next.
Keep going, guys. Feels good. Thanks, guys.
Remember
keep going.
This song?
Remember episode 50 where Charlie quit the podcast?
It's sad but true.
Remember when Charlie left us in Orlando?
I do. Best day of my life.
Oh, my God.
Back into the garage, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Ripping.
All right, buddy. Hey, do your thing, Chad. I love you, man. Thank you for dropping that off, man. I'm going to enjoy some greens.
So, Chad, for real, episode 54.
Be ready.
Right? And it's going to be in Chad's garage.
We're doing breakfast at Jimmy's tomorrow, right? Meet you there at 8:30?
Yeah, 8:30.
I don't believe him.
Nah, man. I'll talk to you in a bit, man. Love you, brother.
Bye, Chad.
Love you, later. Chad.
Joe Miller.
Yes, sir.
Over whenever you get
done. I'll give you a shout.
Love you, bye.
All right,
bye. So I need to know why the box is empty.
What is that? Because
there was a dog in there.
Where's it at?
Where's the collar?
So, okay.
No, Scott.
No, where's it at, Scott?
Damn it,
fuck
Scott.
Fuck you guys. Listen to this.
No, Charlie's got it. Charlie's got it.
I need to rabbit hole for a second. I am not putting that fucking collar on.
You said you were going to do it,
no,
Scott.
No, I'd never, yes, not one time pull a clip. Come on.
We ain't got time for that.
I got time for that right now.
Come on. Put it on. Let me ask you magic trivia.
I'm not wearing that shit.
Magic trivia.
I'm not wearing it.
Tank. The problem is we're like 40-plus-year-old fat guys. We don't have a heart attack off that fucking electrolyte.
I did it.
Dude, Charlie was all getting shocked in the arm on it at the bar.
No, let's do it. I'll do it right now. Do Star Wars trivia.
Put it on your taint.
Star Wars trivia.
On my derf?
How about I read Mr. Rogers' quotes while you get shocked?
How about you read it while you get shocked?
Yes.
Where
yes.
is the collar?
I'm not going to do
Scott,
it.
Scott, this is it. Read a quote while you get shocked.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. So bad.
When was the last time you heard that
Scott.
Sound?
Oops. Scott, let the phone
1996.
Off the hook.
Right. When I tried to call a fucking fax machine accidentally.
Scott's got the Mr. Rogers book out.
There's nothing.
Hey, call Langer.
Was it 48 or 49 that Scott said he would do it?
49.
Episode 49, he said he'd do it.
I can't find it. It's not on any of them.
I
never said it.
Call Langer.
I recorded it.
And if I did, I will cut it out
someone.
And re-upload the episode.
Did you call
it again?
Joe, did you call that number?
I sent it to Pete Jones.
But there's no way I'm wearing it.
If I do five questions. Magic questions.
FarmersOnly.com.
I do 5 Star Wars questions.
Farmers Only.
You get them right, you don't get shocked.
No, I'm not playing a shot game with you.
But if you get them right, you're not going to. It's magic questions.
Charlie?
You're a magic fan.
Charlie.
We get to talk about the magic.
Hey, Charlie.
Look at me in my eyes.
I love you, Charlie.
I love you more.
We're eyeball deep in each other right now.
Don't you fucking blink.
Deep in one another. I don't
want to
hear
that. Okay.
Where are you going, Mac? It's getting serious.
Max out of here.
Max out.
Read my eyes.
Joe's gone.
I'm leaving.
You ain't shocking me, bro. It's not. It's just not happening, man. I don't want to be shocked.
Please?
No, man.
You want to be shocked?
Tanya. How did this start? Like, why did you buy that?
I didn't buy it.
But you were on a whole, like
shout
car,
out,
a car trip.
Shout out to Pete
driving
Jones.
All around Central Florida.
Oh,
No.
With a man with a choke collar on while he was driving, and he's like,
What happened was? I shared some video with Pete Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Pete Jones.
Pete Jones.
Pete's a man.
So, yeah, he is. So I shared a video with him, and I was joking and said, if you do it, I'll do it. Let's do it. And he said, if I'll go first, blah, 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 blah. So he showed up at my fucking house the other day with this
shock collar,
and we had to do it. And he went first.
We had to.
Well, he went first, and it was on number four. It was supposed to be on number four for me. This bitch put it on number seven for me.
Let's go 10.
Charlie's been at a 7, right?
I've been at a 10. Let's go 10.
Like what?
Charlie
like,
said he wanted 16, but
I'll go.
And it's
go
for 10. It's for dogs, right? It, there's the panties that you can get that you can control.
Whoa, Andrew, you're going sexual now.
What are you talking about, man?
We talked about this before. He brought this up exactly after you talked about the shock collar. He's all
anytime,
like, panties.
But no, anytime, listen, because...
What, do you have a pair of those?
No, anytime, like, if a male and a female, whether you're whatever the case may be,
this is
if you're trying to put electric currents into to somebody else, it's always been, in my understanding, has been around panties.
No.
If you're trying to put what?
Purely... Like, he wanted to inflict pain upon
me. Okay, when you want to shock somebody, usually it's for sexual purposes, not for
any other
purpose,
do you mean?
Right?
Usually.
Where is this coming from?
Usually.
It's like a bondage
usually
weird thing,
it's
right?
Just to inflict pain on people. Sexually for some, maybe, but that's not where we go.
Like, that's what it is, right? Like, you just want to, like when you go to Fair Village to get a Halloween costume. They're like, ooh, do you want to sexually shock your friend?
I
you can get one of these little sex.
Ever heard like, this?
And you, yeah, this
I mean, I know about the panties you're talking about.
Yeah, they're controllable panties. Like,
shout out to Brent.
Like, that's what you do.
Shout out to Brent's meat.
Do you
people
got some?
Don't talk about.
Do you wear
that.
Them? You have
no,
them?
No, absolutely not.
What is happening?
Have you ever been like you ever?
I want to see that. King of Staten Island.
I feel like we're learning a lot of things about Scott right now.
Hey, let's call BJ while we shock Charlie.
Yes.
What the fuck does that even mean?
Where is the collar?
I don't know.
Scott,
I honestly don't have his number.
Okay. He's down.
He hid the collar.
Like, it had to be Scott.
But like,
Scott,
I haven't touched it. I don't want anyone. I don't need to touch it. I don't want him to have my fingerprints on it.
Charlie, you're full of shit. Where's the collar?
I didn't. I promise
so,
I didn't touch it.
Charlie, look at me in the eyes.
But like,
it's right here.
Oh, it's right there.
But how am I wrong here? Like, that's what it is. It's a sexual thing usually.
No.
I know dogs do it for training and stuff, and.
Mm-hmm.
I even have issues with that. But I get it.
That was a deep.
Yeah, you got a dead dog on your fucking couch right now.
He's a little tiny thing. He's fine. He's happy.
He's
tired.
Tiny
it's
and
not
dead.
Moving when I
he's
poke
had a
it.
Long day. See, he just moved.
No, because I poked it.
Every time
he's
you poke
okay.
him, he gets
his
further
eyes
away
keep
from you.
And closing every time you touch him.
He gets further away from you every time you poke him.
See, this is the problem with this dog collar. The shocker is there's a remote.
Yes.
See, there that's what I'm talking about. That's what you get sexual pain.
There isn't a person in this fucking house that I trust to do it correctly.
Joe grabs
sexual
it.
Yeah, Joe grabs it. It's just...
Oh. Hold on.
But I know how to use the remote, though, so it's probably best that
give
I
give
it
a little
it.
Hit. What number is it at?
He doesn't know because he doesn't know how to use it.
It's at 10.
See, there's a remote
give it a
panties
tap.
App.
Give it a tap.
Vibrating panties, remote vibrating panty sale.
Joe, if you really
if we're going to be doing something like this, it needs to be recorded because people that are just listening aren't going to see the look of pain on people's faces.
It's not pain. It just
see
hits you.
It's on the Amazon.
Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, it just hits you.
Just hit the button up top. Yeah. Did it vibrate?
Yeah, it vibrated.
Okay.
It didn't shock me.
How
many volts are we talking about
the
here?
Button.
It's a little bit.
The third one
it's
down,
like,
I think.
Okay, like it's in
Jesus Christ.
It's in dog volt.
What number was that?
It's not in real volt.
God, nope. What number was that?
That's why I'm not doing it.
Oh,
that's 16.
16, you idiot.
Oh,
that's why I'm not doing it. Look at Mac. Mac's like, I like fucking getting abused.
No, just put on your. What are you gonna punch it?
Put it on.
No, I am. I'm.
It's
Mac,
on 16.
Put,
leave
put
your
arm.
Joe does.
There,
just put it out
put
there.
It
I did it.
Fucking
put it
arm
on
out there.
Seven. Put it on seven, Joe.
It's not bad, right?
Joe, put it on seven.
I know it. Don't even. It doesn't. It's not like a. Not like what we're used to.
So Charlie's just totally like playing this up. Like,
Yeah. Well, okay. Nothing. Get a hit.
Yeah.
I'm not getting no hits.
Well, then don't talk shit about it.
That ain't Biscoff.
Then don't talk shit.
That ain't Biscoff.
I feel like Biscoff. Charlie's playing it up.
All right. Hit it.
Hey, Joe, will you do it?
You didn't hit the right button.
All right, I'm going to record this.
Joe, will you do it?
You hit the wrong button, buddy. Get you a hit.
Get you a hit.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay. Joe, will you do it?
Yeah, put it on there. Hit it. I'll fucking hit it.
So you won't eat cookie butter, but you'll get electrocuted.
That's not. That's like, if you hold it. Okay.
Yeah.
Here, put it fucking on there, bitch.
Joe, hold on. Scott's going to do it. You got the level. You got the level right?
I'm leaving it right there.
Never mind.
I did 16.
He called it on.
I changed my mind.
Listen, it is on number 6 right there. Here. Same exact thing. I just
it's not six. It's 16.
It's number 6.
He ain't gonna do it.
I can see. I got my glasses.
Don't do it,
Scott. Do it.
It's number 6.
Put on your forearm.
I was thinking. I was thinking stun gun.
He's scared.
You liar.
No, it's not like that, man.
It's not at all. It's like.
Ready?
No, it's my.
Yeah.
I think you guys are playing games.
At first, you're like, just like vibrates, and it's like not doing anything. You just feel like a little vibration. And when you turn that shit up there, like that.
Yeah, it gets
people
you hit
that to dogs, six, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And they do that to women's.
So you guys did a drive through video. You went to order drive through and try to order drive through while it's around their neck.
Like a sex
you
toy?
Should not shock someone in the neck with that.
You gotta have a lot of trust in somebody.
Like a red ball in your mouth?
Not yet.
See, that's what it like. That's part of it. That's one of them.
you shock yourself.
All right, do it again. Yeah, do it again.
Yeah.
You guys like this?
Yeah, you didn't know you were into that, did you, Jeff?
Why aren't you Facebook living this right now? That was awesome.
We're getting close. We're America's number one bondage podcast now.
Yeah, I bet we're not.
Oh my God.
I'm out.
Crack that whip.
Some BDSM.
Oh.
This fucking microphone smells like Miller Lite.
Does it really?
I wonder why.
Well, you're drinking Miller Lite.
No, I'm just fucking with you.
Oh, okay.
It smells like sunshine and happiness.
How much time we got, man?
We should have shut it down hours ago.
Hey, Charlie, you said that you saw Donnie Godfrey today. How did that happen?
Shout out to Donnie, man. I had to get out of the house, had some stuff happen, obviously, this past week. Some things have happened and I had to get out of my house and, sitting there eating a burger, man. He's like, hey,
wait, where were you?
Pier 220.
Okay.
Today?
Yeah.
Thanks for the invite.
Sorry,
Dick.
Ooh,
that was a good one. Good rip. And he had mentioned, he's like, hey, you're Justin Mike, right? Hey, Colleen. Yeah. I'm one of her regulars at Play Linda. And, he just gave me a shout out and,
that's awesome.
Says he loves the show. So it's pretty cool, man.
He's the best, man.
Yeah, Donnie, he seems like a great dude, man. He knows Mac. I guess he worked with Mac years ago.
Absolutely. I'm going to give a shout-out to Donnie Godfrey, too. I've known him for years, man. He's a great guy. He's a car guy. He's got a great muscle car. I can't remember what it is. I think it's a Pontiac or a something. But, man, he's up at Daytona at Turkey Rod Run every year, at least he used to. And I used to work with him at Scotty's many years ago.
Hey, catch. Oh, I was trying to zap with
that went over like a fart in church.
Yeah, well, fart in church.
That was like your joke earlier.
No, it was worse than that.
Yeah, he's a Titusville boy too. He graduated with my dad. So
wow,
THS. But
yeah, shout out Donnie. It was good to meet you, buddy.
We want to call BJ real quick before we end the show.
What up, yes. Donnie?
Let's do it.
Hey, are those prongs on that thing sharp?
You can take the rubber things off.
Nothing's happening, Joe. You
touch them both. Touch them both.
Maybe I won't.
Colleen's just
desensitized. Dude, this thing was going off on the couch when I wasn't even touching it.
Put it on the dog.
Oh my God! No way.
You torture that dog like that.
It's going off right now.
Revive it.
That's just a vibration thing that you push this button. All it's doing is vibrating.
That poor puppy.
It's not even shocking. It's just vibration. That's shock.
Oh.
Got her.
Oh God.
I got her.
I hate you.
Can I see it?
Yes. Can I see it?
Ready? One, two, three.
Bzzz. Hello.
BJ!
What's going on,
man?
What are you guys up to today?
Joe.
They're shocking people, BJ,
I'm just
with a dog
Max
collar.
Nutsack.
They got a shock collar, BJ.
Oh, oh my God.
Max got vibrating panties on his face.
Oh my God, Mac is putting it where he should not.
Put them on his balls.
Oh, it's definitely not going on my neck again.
It tickles.
Again?
It tickles.
She just says it's not going on her neck again.
BJ, how you doing, my friend?
Man.
What's not up, bad, buddy? Not bad.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not doing
off
it.
That Florida trip.
Yeah, buddy, you finally recovered.
Man, I went and saw the doctor to make sure I was still alive. Man.
Throw it back at Colleen. She'll catch it.
No, I'm good.
Charlie's
happy. We had a great time having
one,
you
two,
on the show.
One,
two,
three. Man,
it was
okay.
Great.
Two, three.
Needs to go on your neck, Charlie.
Oh, man, that's so much fun. Sorry, Tony.
That Frank Gore shit just is like...
No, I know.
Yeah, there is.
I will never forget.
Yeah,
the
Scott's
Frank
in
Gore
love
thing.
With it.
Thanks a lot for that.
Anything with guys' packages and stuff. You know,
I can't do
you
it.
Saw
he's
how
got
I just
it.
Lit right up, and I had to. I found that Frank Gore gif, and it was the perfect one.
I think he might be my 8th round pick this year.
Joe.
Yeah.
What the hell is happening right now?
Joe,
BJ, they're passing
they're all walking
the
around
dog
a dog
collar,
shock
okay.
collar, and they're fucking shocking everybody and giggling like little schoolgirls.
Good thing you're not here this week.
BJ, it's gone south, my man. It's
we're
gone south.
We're playing Bloody Mary later tonight.
That's Bloody Mary. When the fun starts.
Oh, no, there's no fun. There's a dead dog here.
He's lying. The dog is not dead.
Or close to it.
He's fine. He's just a little tiny toy Pomeranian. He's a little weird. He's cool, though.
He's derpy.
You know, we had a
they've
great
been making
show.
Fun of him the whole time. He is a little derpy. Cool,
we had a great show with you last week.
Every time I was introduced like that.
Now this.
Yeah.
But it's Corona, bro.
Hey, we're doing episode 54 in Chad's garage, by the way.
Studio.
Oh, Lord.
Very nice.
Are you flying down?
He's got nice refrigerators in there.
It'll probably be in, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, and it's like Studio 54. So we're going to get Quaaludes and everything, dude.
We're getting shot.
I might just be like an imaginary character in there.
Come sure. on, Joe.
We could print a picture, like one of those cardboard cutouts of BJ and have him in the garage with us.
I'll print some paper and I'll laminate it for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll
get it. And just put a phone on like something on the face and I'll video chat.
Yes, let's do it. That would be so great.
Yeah, like a lap. Like, yeah. There was an episode of Modern Family like that where they had a remote control on a stick.
The Big Bang Theory where Sheldon's head was like.
Yeah.
You guys should totally put this show on video. You should.
I know. Good
Scott,
Lord.
You guys should totally put this show on video. You should like have a overhead camera.
Well, this morning, like when we were going to record, you know, we almost didn't do the show, but this morning I actually would have been working on. I got a couple cameras set up. We have 3 cameras set up where we can do Facebook Live while we're recording now.
You are not
I just need to go through and run some tests and tweak it out. But I got it set up now so we can do it.
You ever seen, I don't know if you follow racing, but you ever seen Dale Jr.'s Dirty Mo show?
No, I haven't.
It's just like what you guys do, but it's on camera. And they put it on
Sounds terrible.
And so many people are doing it now. I just don't have the video background, but I'm learning it.
Sounds absolutely terrible.
It's like this. I quit. I'm done.
Yeah.
No, you guys should, man.
Yeah, eventually. No, we really will.
God damn it.
It sounds terrible.
It's like a vibrator.
It's horrible. It's just
so,
Charlie
so pretty
and
much,
Joe vibrating.
So what's happening? Yeah, that's the new show now.
That's why I had it on my nuts, because it's like a vibrator.
Joe's about to call somebody here in a second.
You got them good vibrations. Come on.
Get on.
By the way, I'm sorry who was ever on the phone. I'm sorry.
It's BJ.
BJ. It's Mac.
He gets it. He's our friend. He knows.
Big jammer. I'm turning this fucking thing off. This thing is a problem.
Put it on your neck. Just do it. Just
put
one
it on
time.
Your throat.
Just
later.
One time.
No.
One time.
Put it up your nose. See those two
it's
little things?
Three.
Put them up your nose.
It's on three. Nose.
Wait.
It's on three.
Don't
Charlie.
Do a neck three, dude. Don't do it.
Do it.
See?
She's going higher.
Put it up 16.
No, it's on three.
16.
Oh, wait. Tanya's controlling it.
Put it at 16. Okay. Put it at 16. Ooh.
Wait, I have to hit it. Put it back on there.
Get a hit. Charlie, get a hit.
Put it on there.
Come on, Charlie, get a hit.
Charlie.
Try to get a hit.
I call like a sex hotline or something.
See, that's what I was
saying. BJ, you don't even know
it's
right
10.
Now.
It was only 10.
Ooh, that shot. That. Put it on your neck, Joe.
Man. Now.
It's ridiculous.
I'm turning this thing off. This is
you
a problem.
You guys said you were going to.
I get charged by the minute.
I did it.
That didn't count.
That was a good one, Charlie.
That
was really good.
BJ.
That did not count.
Caller, we have a shock caller.
We'll see, BJ, thank you for adding a sexual context to this, too, because that's what I did. Did you know about those, like, shocking panties and stuff, and they have remote controls?
Jesus.
They're stealing dog toys and doing the same shit with it. They're, like, wrapping them around their balls and shocking each other and stuff.
You have shock panties?
You've never heard of shock panties?
I mean, I've heard of them. I thought you just said
you're, like, 50 years old, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what shock panties are.
But I thought you said you had
they started making them back way back in your days.
They're gone.
Oh, way back in my... Okay.
That was the highest technology when you turned 18 was shocking panties.
It's pick on Mac time.
Where did the rubber things go?
I know.
I don't know.
How about the candy panties?
They're gone.
That's what she said.
The candy panties are like the ones they have those... What are those that you get a bite off the string?
Yeah.
What are those?
Yeah, they still have them.
Oh,
yeah, they sell them at the Jiffy.
They sell fruit by the foot panties?
They sell them at Spencer's.
These sell them cold at the little neck. Gas station, the random gas station.
What are those little tart little round...
Sweet tarts?
They're like the candy bee thing.
You got like their
what are those sweet little tarts?
Like the candy necklaces where you had to break them off with your teeth. You
what are those sweet little tarts?
And it had that
they're
little
sweet in their tart.
What are those butter little fingers?
They had those as panties.
And then they have the fruit roll-up kind of panties.
What are those Reese little cups?
Reese's cups.
Scott's giving me the stink eye, dude. I'm getting a fucking stink eye, man.
I don't even want to talk on this podcast.
Have you guys seen the fruit roll up kind of panties, too?
What are those? What's a McCollitz?
What?
No. Collins.
We're talking about like two different things here.
We're gonna snort.
Yeah, you snorted. I heard you.
Cape Canaveral that they had vibrating gloves.
What?
Vibrating gloves?
Yes.
Yeah.
No glove, no
gloves. Vibrating gloves.
Michael Jackson, you're out.
Yeah, nice. Man.
I like it.
Yeah.
Colleen's crying over
they
here.
They sell them at like a Circle K? Colleen's lost
them. I don't think so.
They sell them at the, I guess you can't say that anymore.
You get them at Amazon?
Yeah, I know.
I was going to say the Indian store, but right. That's racist.
Ooh,
Indian American, you son of a bitch.
Shit.
What do you call it? I mean.
What do you call it? Whatchamacallit?
The convenience store?
What are those things? They're like Baby and Ruth's?
What do you call it? The 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
What are you supposed to call it?
The Circle K?
Right.
There's not a better name for this?
This has gone too far,
but,
man.
But we all say that. It doesn't mean racist. I mean.
Oh, my God.
We all say what,
Mike? You're like, hey,
7-Eleven is not racist. You're right.
I need a blunt wrap. Where do I go? You go to the Indian store, man.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Do you have to say it with that racist redneck accent the entire time? Or?
I didn't talk like this.
Go on up to that Indian store up there around the corner.
Howdy, everybody. See, my intro sounds a lot better now.
I'm pretty sure we just all called it the Jiffy.
Yeah, the Jiffy. Yeah. Hey, let me get that shock call. I'm going to give you all some baby batter.
Where are the rubber things to go with the shock?
The rubber things are... That ship has sailed.
Yeah,
that ship has sailed.
What are these rubber things?
Yeah. You know where you can go
get shock collar.
Pete's going to kick all of our asses.
You know where you can go get some of them rubber things?
We'll find them. Don't worry.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you guys know where you can go get some of those rubber things?
What are those sweet little tarts called?
The Indian store.
I think Colleen's giddy over there. Look at her.
Colleen's lost her mind. Colleen needs a shot.
Oh, my God.
What do you think? Should we, keep going, or should we just, be done?
Are you done? No, somebody has to do trivia with the shot caller.
I don't think it's going to happen.
No. It's going to be Matt.
We all know how much it sucks.
Oh,
Charlie lied.
And Scott said he was going to go first.
No, actually, he said he would go first.
I think everybody got their fair share. I think everybody got shocked here except you, actually.
I've done it.
I already put the shot caller on my nuts, so I'm out now.
Yeah.
I did it. Mac went above and beyond.
Yeah, I don't know what you guys want me to do trivia-wise, but I already had it on my
Hey, Pete, Mac had them all over his balls.
Here's a trivia question. Does anybody want Mac to shock his nuts?
Really, really, really happened.
True story.
BJ, you hearing this?
I'm hearing that. I'm hearing a bunch of balls.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man.
Well, they were my balls.
BJ, I wish we could talk more about the challenge. I'm going to have to call you later so we can discuss this week.
Yeah, we'll catch up on that.
When people stop being polite and start getting real.
hey, later on tonight when we get to the lake, send me some Frank Gore videos.
My arm still hurts when you shocked me, you
Frank
fucker.
Gore videos. Charlie Lord some is
Frank Gore videos all night.
No, I'm going to do... I hurt my leg.
Frank Gore is kind of the man.
I'm going to draft him next year just because of this.
I'm going to draft Frank Gore out of retirement.
I'm going to fight you.
This girl. Some of you actually know who she is.
Who's that?
I told her that we were talking about Frank Gore, and she was almost offended that I didn't say her name out loud.
Well, say it now. Say it now.
You're live on Adjust the Mic. Say it.
Lauren Dobbs.
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna tag her name in the description. Yeah,
shout out to Lauren Dobbs.
Yep.
I have no idea who that is, but shout out.
We'll send her a free pair of electric panties.
Yep. worn by Mac.
Durf approved.
Why are you guys picking on me? I already had the shit on my nuts. Pick on somebody else.
We gotta find the rubber ends.
I don't want the ones that have been on the nuts.
Yeah, you do. You don't have to lie, sir.
You don't have to lie, sir. I can't find my phone.
All right, you guys BJ. Made me laugh so hard that now I'm really tired.
Yeah.
So before
Colleen laughed herself to sleep.
So before we call it quits, we have some other important things that Charlie needs to talk about real quick.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We'll do that. We'll do that here in just a minute.
Yeah, we'll do that in a little bit.
Is this
bit,
like
man.
Serious shit or not?
Yeah. 100%. Okay, BJ?
What's going on?
It's been real, man. We're going to keep doing this. Anytime you're in town, I'm serious. Like, you have to, like, I know you have multiple pit stops, and I know you have an entourage, and I know you have a whole thing you have to do.
Yeah.
But you have an open invite over here. You can bring the entourage. They were awesome.
As long as Jill is part of this entourage.
More than welcome. Because we had fun having you on, man. It was great. It was a good time.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, BJ.
Awesome.
And we all know we got deleted from someone's Facebook page because of this. So.
Man, I got unfriended because of you guys by a couple of people.
Listen, I think we got the same thing. We'll chat about that later.
Yeah.
All right, B. All right,
man,
hey,
do your thing.
Love you, buddy.
Bye. I love you.
All right, man.
You guys have a good night.
Love you. Be safe, man. You too.
Take care.
Oh, wait. What happened to Indium? I thought we were talking to, like, Brian and...
No. That ship is sailed.
The show's only 5 hours long, bro. We only got so much time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a wrap, man. Let's wrap this thing up. This is good.
Sometimes we have show notes. Sometimes we don't.
What about those Reese's sometimes. Little cups they
what
make?
What are those sweet
I'm still
tart
pretty,
things?
I'm pretty mad that Charlie lied.
I don't want to do trivia with a shot caller today. Well,
do we even have trivia
want you to
ready?
Put it on your neck.
I just did.
He does this a lot. He's always like coming up with stuff
neck.
And then
nope.
Doesn't come to
nope.
Do it.
Wear it.
There's nobody.
I want you to wear it.
Off air.
Well, so, it's not
save that kind of talk for the bedroom.
It's boring off air. Just do it on the air.
All right, so Charlie, what do you want to talk about? What are
vagina?
We
nothing? Nothing. Everything's
vagina.
Good.
I think we should.
Charlie's a vagina.
Yeah, we will.
Charlie's
everything's good.
We're gonna shock his vagina.
He gets a little cunty when he doesn't get his way. It happens.
Did you say I get cunty?
Yeah. I heard you say you were going to
You do
wear
get
it.
A little cunty. You told her you would do it. Now you're not going to do it. It's a little cunty.
I don't want to put a shock collar on my neck.
Everybody, he was going to do it.
I don't trust any of you. Take lead right now. Let's.
Yeah, and why am I getting targeted here? Why can't somebody else put this fucking thing on their neck?
I already targeted my own ball sack, so somebody else has got to do it.
You brought it up.
If you, yeah, it's been on his nuts.
That's true. All right, yeah, never. I wouldn't
but
do it.
Thank you.
It has been on your neck.
I was
legitimately I know. I legit put it on my neck.
The title of the show is
It was through my jeans.
Shocking
so
neck
let's
nuts.
Let's not do a sanitary thing here. It was
you haven't washed him jeans in fucking 3 months. You can tell by looking at them.
They're as dirty as my fucking knees.
Hey, he ain't lying.
Like, yeah, they are. Those things are fucking
I think what
hideous.
We should do, we should play a game where Charlie puts it on and we buzz the thing so, like, don't let go and see how fast he can get it off.
Oh, yeah, oh, oh. And then somebody can kick me in the nuts while I'm doing it.
Fine, okay. I'll step up.
Done. Okay, let's start. Go.
All done. Clicking,
Charlie Nick nuts.
Nuts.
I'll jump on that grenade.
Jesus Christ. You guys are heartless.
What
man.
Do you think? Scott, you got anything else do you want to add to this important podcast?
Yeah, I'm going
to
end the show because it's been so terrible with all of your profanities.
I'll tell you right now, this is going to be a fun
Every
one.
Time you look at somebody, please remember that nobody else in the whole world is exactly like that person. That person is one of a kind, just like you. Isn't that wonderful, everybody?
That's wonderful.
See?
That is wonderful.
I'll cut that part of it
somebody
out
Somebody shocked the shit out of
I brought the positivity to the show. Just, you know.
Thank you for snorting, Colleen.
So, I did not mean to. I just
Mac, Tanya, thank you for coming on, guys.
Yeah, everybody appreciate
hey, appreciate,
you, Tom.
Appreciate awesome. You having me on. I yeah.
Chad, BJ, thanks for talking.
Hey,
on the
listen
phone
to your show
Brent,
a lot, man.
Mac, we're close now too. Like you're like we're like, I live closer to you. So like seriously, we'll be doing this more.
You're right around the corner,
right up here in Sherwood.
That's right.
Or, just so you
hey, it's Lantern Park, motherfucker.
He almost tipped me over on the golf cart
no.
like, the whole time.
No. That was funny because Scott freaked
That's
out.
Right. That's right.
I went around a corner and a golf cart only goes like 20 miles an hour, right? So I take this corner, and he like jerks, like, oh!
Like a shot caller?
Yeah. Yeah like, and he's like, dude, are we going to be okay? I'm like, we're really drunk, but we're going to be okay.
Hey, it was like, okay, there's, let me, I got to do this real quick.
Nothing ever, when Max says I'm really drunk, but we're going to be okay, it's never okay.
Oh, no, it's always good.
It's never okay.
I have yeah, it's like about, being in the boat during Willy Wonka.
Yeah, it's never
I have
okay.
a thing about tipping over in a golf cart. It happened once. We were all drinking in my old neighborhood, and the guy driving... There's four of us on this thing. And it was
God,
like
I thought
real
this
nice
was over.
God, I
and
video.
We tipped over, and I passed out, like blacked out and everything.
Yeah,
and then
so
one
he
time
was pretty
in my truck, a tire blew, and I flipped the truck halfway over, and there's tampons all over my chest.
Tampons?
And I had to hide them before
they
I got
flew
rescued.
Out of his vagina.
Not before I got rescued. It really happened. Yeah. I have this whole phobia thing about tipping over and people looking at me.
I know at least two of you in this room have been extremely drunk with me in either my truck or your own car.
Absolutely. Ugh.
So you can't say that it doesn't turn out well.
Absolutely. It does not.
Take him over to Derek's house and harass his kids.
You just said it turned out bad.
It turns out
they do
bad,
have little balls.
It turns out okay.
Just take him over to that shot collar and start shocking his children.
No, we don't.
Not bad, but okay.
Please do.
We'll find out tomorrow night.
Tell him to give him $1 to wear it and then just shock the piss out of him.
All right, guys.
All right, guys.
We are out.
Thanks for everything.
Charlie.
Bye.
Peace. Scott Rink, cross country.
Scott Rink, cross country.
You win. Leave me alone. You win.
Daisy's in a tube top, screaming from the top of her lungs. This all ends tonight. Daddy's on the floor, he's screaming for more. I see you're gonna be alright. Daisy's in a tube top, screaming from the top of her lungs. This all ends tonight. Daddy's on the floor, he's screaming for more. I see you're gonna be alright.
Just killer! Oh, dude, that was awesome!